everyone. It's 6 o'clock. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. Everyone stand for the pledge. Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, we come to you tonight. Thank you for all the many blessings you bestow upon us. We ask you now to be in this meeting with us. Help us with the decisions that are made for the betterment of our community. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, first up on your agenda will be the approval of the December the 19th, 2023 meeting minutes. Everyone look over those. If you have any questions, Mike? We'll make a motion. Mike, have a motion?
Second.
Aisha made the motion. Cheryl, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries, none opposed. All right, number three, you've got your financial statements.
The 656 board of directors.
That is the Coosa County Sheriff's Office. We've got some folks in there that was in there quite a while, actually. They just wanted out. So we have to pay for feeding them and everything. Yeah, we're not used to paying that much, are we? They said it for a while.
Another amount in here.
Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to accept the finances as presented.
All right, we have a second. All in favor say aye. Motion carries, none opposed. All right, next up, number four, we have School Street east of 231. Going to give a paving update and talk a little bit about safety. We're next on the list. As soon as the weather kind of decides what it's going to do, you know, it's going to level out or we're going to have four seasons in a week, they'll start paving over there. Gear to be in here to pave what we discussed right there in that area. It'll be asphalted. What we looked at in the past is y'all know we're going to a road dot and the state's going to make some changes. We have talked before when we had some complaints on School Street of people pulling out and heading northbound that they couldn't see to go northbound. And Chief's worked
a
couple wrecks here recently, maybe in the past 2 months. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay. Where we had some fender benders where people pulled out and they couldn't see. The biggest thing now is when the state comes in and they do their road diet, they are adding 4 parking places. Right here is where it's talking about they couldn't see northbound. They're going to add 4 parking places right here. 1, 2, 3, 4 right here. That's going to run down. So the other day I parked my Suburban here and me and Chief rode around to see when we come out. Of course you couldn't see northbound, but how would it do? You know, in the southbound, you couldn't see anything. So therefore, we're adding another potential hazard there with those parking places, which we all know we need parking down through here, and they're going to do that. So what we were thinking about, and I'd already talked to the state before about possibly making that a one-way street going in, because you have plenty of room. All this is getting paved to go out this way, go this way and out the back. Also talked to the Fisk County Sheriff's Office, some of their deputies, and they had some concerns as well of almost getting hit. And just like they thought, that's a great idea. But, you know, we won't know until we try it. But while we're doing that, of course, we'll have to leave an opening to get into this parking lot. And there's already going to be an opening put here. So what we do, if we're going to close that street down, we don't need to waste this extra space. So we're going to propose putting in parking all down through here, and then for sight distance, cutting it off just before you get to the mailbox that Robert has. And then you'd probably pick up, I don't know, six, seven parking places down through there. So that would also help. You're gaining four right there in front of that lot, and then we're gaining another 10 on the street. So we're looking at 20 or 25 parking places that we're going to be gaining to help out with stuff. And y'all know on court days, it's always tired anyways. So that's something we wanted to discuss. Everybody won't be happy with it, but because it's change. But it's something we definitely need to look at with the four parking places going in. So you're going to have another slight distance there. Would you like the same thing on the street?
Well, you basically covered it. I mean, most people don't have a clue you can park right now at the lot before you get to Alpha. That is, the state has approved that it is parking. It's not marked, but it's going to be marked, so it's going to be visible. And with the town growing like it is, that's just to get used. And like Mayor said, when we come out, we got to that stop sign, there was three cars here, and just this one car, and I could not see. I was scared to pull out. And I mean, it's going to make some locals mad if you do it, but from a safety standpoint, I think that's your best option.
And I'm curious, why is it making them mad?
It's just change. It's a change. I mean, we're creatures of habit. Even myself. A lot of changes I don't like, but we're a creature of habit.
Now, is the caution line still going to be there in front of the building there going up to the grocery store?
Correct. That line will stay in place because, you know what? I don't know.
Where at?
If that's going to go one way, no.
We're going up like to Ronnie's place there in front of the newspaper where the yellow lines are, and the sign says no parking to the...
I don't know what he's got. What
she's saying right here.
He's got it.
No, right here.
Yeah, right there. He's got it marked.
Well, that's because we're not one way yet. I assume if we make that change, we can go on and add one more spot.
You can't add right there because that's your wheelchair. Handicap. You can't
that's the federal
so
handicap.
The yellow lines will still stay there.
That's correct.
That's the handicap for a wheelchair.
You could probably move down a little bit, which I don't know.
That's on the state.
The state would have to decide that. So. And we had already talked about this prior. It's just I was thinking it's going to be bad to lose that space down that road. And then I thought, hey, it'll be great for parking.
It will have a yellow line down the middle,
so designated. So what we've been waiting to do, County Road 18 was paved.
Right.
Down towards Communication Drive was asphalted. We're going to get all this other asphalted. I propose that we just get a quote on having all that, put the new striping down on there, have all those parking places put in the way they're supposed to be, and have it all done at one time.
And then no one can question where they really should or shouldn't park.
Correct. Right. And just like everything up through here is getting marked. So you'll have a defined parking place, not pull up and you can't get a car in between you or you block two spaces because you're not pulling up for it. So.
And you don't want them over too far that you can't.
Right. All that'll be. Right. And we'll leave that right side open that way. The Coosa News can pull into the little parking area they have in the back.
Across the
alleyway will still be accessible to go in to the back of Ronnie and all their buildings there, down next to Roberts. And so, it's something.
I'd say a minimum of five parking places you will gain doing that.
Right. And we'll utilize a space that was going to be nothing, anyways, if we did go to one lane to start with. So. That's going to be happening soon on the paving. I'd like to go ahead and, have a discussion now and see what we need to do to move forward with doing this. So, of course, that's going to be a vote from the council. So, does anyone have any questions?
If the state puts the parking stays like it does, on the other side of the newspaper office, up the other side of the street. It doesn't go any further that way. And then the state puts in parking lots in front of the old, where the old fire station used to be. Is that still not going to block the visibility of this if we don't go one way? And the state puts parking up here on this side of the road, you're still going to be worse than what we're on right now.
Correct.
The state's doing this, who's going to be liable?
As far as?
If we don't go one way down Scoville Street, if we leave it just like it is, and the state puts the other parking in front of.
It's gonna fall back on me and investigate a crash.
Yeah, because it's up to the driver to make sure, so with the lawsuit, right?
But if he has to ease out into the road and ease out in the road to be able to sleep past the two cars, and the state has put the parking spot.
How I would write it is let the insurance companies fight it out. I put, you know, vehicles is lined up through there and let the state send their investigators out and let them fight it out in court with him.
We kind of mentioned this other night when they were here at the other call.
That's what I wanted.
And that is the design of the, whatever the state's doing is on them. You know, I wasn't crazy about doing any kind of resolution to approve it. I didn't want to get on board with their design, because if they're liable, they're liable. And so, you know, I think if they designed, they put in the parking, I can't imagine a scenario where the city, where the town of Rockford would be responsible for any of that, because we didn't do any of it.
Mm-hmm. But we will be responsible down School Street, because we're going to do that.
If that's your design, then that's what's going to be, then it's going to be on us there.
Gotcha.
If we design something that is unsafe, but what would...
But really, if we leave it the way it is, that's really not on us, but, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but we know we've had some complaints and worked a few wrecks already, so.
I mean, you know, I guess the question would be, what did the city do that created a dangerous circumstance? You know, this circumstance has been here for 100 years, mm-hmm. It's down there right now, so, I mean, if we just paved that, just provided a better roadway, I can't imagine we might have any problem. Can't imagine what it would be that we wouldn't be liable for right now, is what I'm saying, I guess.
But if we don't one way it, we won't gain any parking.
Well, I don't see a problem with one way, you know.
Because it's going to cut off when we get right here to Jackson. This is all your losings right there.
Yeah.
You'll leave the site distances right there. You'll be able to go out this way, out here, and then also out to the event center. So you still have three. Well, I actually got this court alley, too, that people go in and out as well.
Yeah, I don't see anything there that would, because I've lived through the roundabout in Ellicott City, Alabama, when that was developed, Lord have mercy. But, all you're doing is changing the direction of one street. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know how that, we're going to have it marked as one way, and like any other traffic, you know, sign or signal, I can't imagine that would.
Well,
it just from my standpoint, we're really gaining two good things from it. One thing we'd already discussed, that it may need to go one way, but actually not losing that extra lane and making parking there. Any other discussion? Questions? Want to go ahead and move forward towards a vote to do that, or do we want to?
What are you looking for? A motion to move forward to bring it to a vote?
To make that a one-way street after the paving is done. After our paving is done. Well, I'll be able to get all the striping.
Once they pave it, maybe it'll be a little bit wider, maybe they'll extend it.
Go ahead.
As a suggestion, do you think it's something we want to get the paving done and then think about the directional thing? Mm-hmm. And it may be something at that point we want to, the council wants to address at that point as far as the directional stuff goes. I mean, I don't know what comes out. Once you get paved, you
know,
I'm thinking that may be. Instead of deciding that right now, you may want to, not going to make any difference after you get it paid first, and then let's see if y'all, we still want to do it. Just a suggestion.
Table it till next. Table it after the payment.
I'm not trying to throw a wrench in it.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
It may just feel better.
I really, the way the weather's going,
I don't
like it.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Piggyback on what he said, the only thing that I disagree is, regardless if they do widen that road, it's not going to benefit you in any way visible looking up 231 side. Keep that in mind. I don't care how wide they make it. It's still not going to help you sightwise.
You're still going to have those vehicles parked.
Vehicles still parked there. So, I mean, you can't really base that on your decision as far as, let's see how wide they make it, because that's not going to matter when it comes to your sight on north and south.
Well, if the state puts parking all the way across in front of Denise's lot, the entrance is going to be off School Street over the lot?
They already have it marked right here.
So there will actually be two entrances in?
No, there's only one.
So there's not going to be an entrance off School Street under the lot?
That's where it'll actually be right there where you take a right onto School Street, right in that corner. It's like a corner entrance is what they have. What's the state's putting in? Because the rest of it block is going to be blocked from there all the way down past Alpha. That's where they put their parking in.
She thinks that's a good idea because I talked to her last week about it and told her that they were going to put parking there, and she thought that was a good idea.
I talked to several others that really thought it was a good idea too.
What are you looking for in that motion to table it till we get it paid for the discussion?
I mean, if y'all would rather do that, that's fine. You know, if they're going to put that parking in there, I'm going to want to come back anyways and do it just because of the extra added, you know, hazard that's going to be there when we pull it out.
So the striping you're talking about having done is going to be a separate thing from
the paving. The paving company don't do the striping. They have to get somebody special. So
but paving company, when they do it, when they pave this road out here, APEC or whoever does it, well, they'll be the ones that get the striping people to come do it.
Right.
When they do that, we're not going to be part of that. We will get our own striping people to come and do this.
So, well, I guess my question is, does it change anything that Gary and Grim's going to, is it Gary, I think they got, yeah.
It's not going to change anything.
Is it going to change anything he's going to do with, like, curbage or drainage or anything whatsoever between being the difference between a parking space and a driving lane?
It's not, because you'll still, you know, if you have a car going in there, going that route, you still have them coming next to each other. You'll still have the same spacing and everything, and parking, you'll have that as well. The only thing that I want to make sure, though, is we don't need to run back up here and do a vote for something and we can't get a meeting, because when they come in to do the road diet, I like to save them money, and if the striping company that's doing the road diet for the state will hop over and do it for us while they're here to save us money, I want them to come on and do it. Because I want to have them go on to 18 and down by Triple R and everything. I want us to move to having the nicer roads done when we are able to pave more roads. I want all of them to have that at least.
Can I, I'm a little lost, and that's not unusual for me, but the paving that you're talking about, we were referencing earlier, the directional of that street. Is that also affected by the striping somewhere? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if we're talking about doing a motion to allow that striping absent us having to come back and meet. I mean, do you need approval on that now? Because you're thinking when the state comes in and does it, you can grab those folks to do that striping. So that's what you need to have the council consider, is that what we're talking about?
And the one-way, correct?
And the one-way, because I've got to be able to have the directions going that way.
That may be something they need to move on with. I mean,
basically, nothing's going to change on the width or anything. It's just basically the road's going to go one way if we approve it, and then I'll have the parking put in, basically.
Well, then I withdraw my suggestion.
Yeah, so really need to
go on. I'll make a motion that we go ahead and approve changes from School Street to one way heading west.
After paving. All right, do I have a second?
I
think. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries, none opposed.
Mm-hmm. And then do we need another motion about the striping?
Well, that's just up to y'all. What the bid laws are now, it's not, definitely won't go over that or near it. You know, the bid laws have changed as well. It's $30,000 now, not $50,000 anymore.
Okay.
It's 50. Oh, it's 50. That's right. They actually bumped it up a little bit better. Right. I thought it doubled, actually over double. So, we'll just go on and take care of that. All right, so number five is your town audit. Y'all have a copy of that and a letter from Mr. Dunlap. Take those home with you, review them, let us know if you have any questions. Everything looked good, so. Les, you got anything you need to say about?
No, everything was excellent, according to Henry.
We like hearing that.
Thank you.
We got a little money in the bank, so we'll keep that.
Thank you.
Make a motion to accept audit?
Yeah, we need to make a motion to accept audit, actually.
I'll make a motion to accept the town audit.
Do I have a second?
I'll say.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries, all opposed. All right, number six, heater replacement. As y'all know, we've done a remodel on the event center last year, and things are improving. And also the rental on that, has it doubled or tripled as far as how many people rent it?
Probably since I've been here, it's doubled.
It's doubled on the rentals. We do know, you know, I priced out getting a quote on putting AC and heat in there, electric. It is $150,000. And for the amount of uses that we do on that building, I don't see the town justifying spending that kind of money. We'd love to have it. Love to find a grant to do it, but there's just not anything I've run across yet. So, but we do have a problem heating that huge building because there's four heaters in there, only one works. So I'm proposing that we go ahead and purchase another 150,000 BTU unit heater to replace in the ceiling. That one's $1,489.60. I'll need to get some quotes on actually putting it up. But I'm going to keep the old unit that we have that Chris climbed up there and, you know, it finally come around and decided to work. And we'll run it until it drops, and then we'll probably come back and add another one and just update as we go. I think two of them working will give us what we need to have sufficient heat in there. So, you know, people's renting it. We need to make sure that they can at least not be freezing when they're renting the building. So we've got plenty of fans in there. I can't help you from sweat, you know, but at least get a little. Oh, yeah, I know. At least do that. So does anyone have any questions? Let's, do we want to set a limit just to see, you know, what it, you know, it's $1,489, somebody installing, maybe just put like $3,000 on it, thought that seed, and go from there with installation?
I would think it's an easy install. I would think $3,000 would do it, but what do I know?
And if it's not, we'll come back and address that later.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ron?
I just try to think about anybody I need to put them in.
Yeah. Because I know they're going to have to bring a lift in, probably.
Well, that, I don't know if one man is gas certified.
I would really like to go with something better, but these are only one that has the big blower on them that blows the heat like we need. The infrareds just sits there and pushes out. You need something blowing heat in, something with a blower in there. The other ones have been in there since the school was built, I'm sure.
The one in, there's one in Sylacauga that just did gas. In a two-story house, they've got to be gas certified.
Oh, yeah, right? They're around. Johnny Bunny's on a gas certified man right now.
You know it.
Yeah.
Maybe the crazy rental on the lift might be as much as the heater.
It might be. We always can bump it up and, you know, just. I'm not going to put too much, I'm not going to do it. You know what? So, y'all let me know. What's that over there? I always get quotes to come back next month, but I think we need to get it in there pretty quick.
We're definitely needed.
The colder weather showed us that we've got to do something different because it's just not keeping up. If you've got 55 degree temps, so that's okay.
Well, I think I'll just move on with it. Yeah, it's not gonna be any, this time next year. It won't be any cheaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. All right. We'll just make a motion to go on and do it.
I'll make the motion to go on and replace the heater.
Okay.
50 Vet Turn.
You have a second?
I'm sorry.
All in favor, say aye. All right. Number seven, Mr. Young, Attorney Tom Young, you have any updates or anything?
The only thing that I would mention, and I appreciate being on the agenda, happy new year to everybody, because I haven't seen you this year. I would just say that in December, I think we moved, maybe it was November, as a matter of fact, we moved on with the notice to, regarding our sidewalk ordinance issue, about the awnings and that kind of thing. We, I think the paper published a copy of the letter, and we have now notified Leslie, I believe I'm correct, of the property owners now. To my knowledge, I have not heard back from any of them, and I guess what I need is probably just a nod from the council to go on and let's, more of a direct approach with them, saying that we need to know one way or the other, what their intentions are. I can't imagine why anybody would, you know, if they want to keep it, why they would object to signing the indemnification, Robert. And I talked about that earlier, that's ridiculous, it doesn't cost them anything, all we're saying is, and it's no different liability, frankly, than they've got now. You know, if somebody goes over there and that post causes an injury, they're gonna probably be sued because of, if it's some design issue or whatever. The problem is, we got an ordinance, and if we're not enforcing that ordinance, then we're negligent. And that puts the city in the crosshairs of a lawsuit, and we shouldn't be there for somebody else having a darn off, or darn, that's acceptable, right? Or awning over there on our sidewalks, regardless of what they think, and regardless of how long they've had it and what they believe. You know, the council was very generous on that, they agreed to grandfather in those people that had gone to that extra step to do all of that. So we're willing to work with that, but they gotta work with us as well. So what I would like to do with your approval is simply send a letter to, more specifically, and I guess Leslie would have to tell them who they are, the property owners, and say, hey, we need some kind of answer, either we're tearing it down, or y'all are signing the indemnification.
Yeah, because I received a letter too, Leslie, and it was very, it was not a bad letter, it was nice.
Well, thank you.
As a business owner, so you did.
Yeah, okay, yeah, and that's right, you got one as well. So anyway, so that's kind of the only update I've got about anything, I don't know of any other thing we've got going on right now that needs any legal attention.
Leslie, when did you send that?
December the 14th.
December 14th.
Is when we sent them out? Okay. It's been about a month then, yeah. That's adequate. Plus they have holidays, et cetera, I understand what's going on, so that may cause some delay.
Was there a date in the letters that they had?
You know, I was thinking that we sent, and I'm not looking at it, Leslie, but I was thinking that we said something about 30 days, and is that right?
Yes, sir.
So it's about on the timeframe when we're, would be expected to act anyway. So I will do that, Leslie, I'll get with you this week, and we'll get property owner's name so I can address it to them.
Did you see the vote from the council, or just?
I don't think so, I mean, I, you know, we, you know, y'all voted for me to do that letter pretty much set out what we were expecting of them, so all I'm doing is following up, say, hey, do what we asked you, what we requested that you do in the letter. And I don't have any other updates over there. Oh, I do have one too. Susie told me that we're gonna get together on some ordinances that are going to be, they're obsolete, and they're gonna be gotten rid of, because now the city is on the town, as I understand, has adopted the state code regarding several of those violations. So she's gonna do an ordinance, you know, adopting the state code as to whatever the ordinance may be, or violation may be. And we will eliminate the city, town ordinances regarding those same matters, okay?
And then after those are done, I think we're pretty good on all the ordinances being updated, and all the old ones cleared out. We even found one from 1923, where if you're 45 to 18 and a male, you have to work on the streets and on the sidewalks, every week.
So many hours.
So I thought that was just kind of crazy. And that's one of the ones we want to repeat.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm taking a trip on the time right now.
I do too, right? It doesn't exclude.
Sounds good to me, Robert. I don't have a problem with you.
I'm beyond it. I could choose.
Chris has already worked the street, so he's doing his due diligence.
Throw me a bone.
If no further ado, we will call to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a motion that we adjourn the meeting? I have a second, Lynn Ann. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Unopposed. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good evening.